Good morning. This is Peter Irish, CEO of the Barrett Group, and we're talking today with senior career consultant Greg Emsley about what our clients are experiencing in their interviews and negotiations right now on the hiring line.
Well, thank you. Good morning, Peter. It's interesting you mentioned that. My clients are having really good success right now in what we call the unpublished market. I'm assuming that's probably where we're going to spend some of our time today, is kind of talking about where clients find success in that unpublished market.
Well, that is how 75% of our clients land. So yes, of course, Greg, but let's just remind our audience of the whole process first.
Well, it is the unpublished market in and of itself. It's just one thing. The Barrett Group has been helping clients achieve their career objectives and go out and find success, find the job of their dreams. We've been doing this for over 30 years. It's a unique five-step approach that we take. It includes actually targeting the areas, setting goals about what we want to do and where we want to go with our career and our lives. Then packaging, coming up with, you know, that value proposition and what it is that makes us unique about our skills as it relates to the market, providing our clients with market access. How do they actually go about finding the opportunities that are out there and actually reaching out and touching the job market, getting them ready through interview preparation and helping them understand the nuances of being in an interview and what that interviewer is really asking, as well as then onboarding. They are successful. They land this job of their dreams. How do they get ready for it? How do they prepare for that first 3 to 6 months of being in this new job and this new career?
Thank you, Greg. You said you wanted to particularly focus on the unpublished market. What is that exactly? If it's unpublished, how can candidates find it?
Well, that's interesting. You know, without our help, they probably can't. But every day, it's important to understand that every day across the globe, jobs are being filled. Even today, in the midst of COVID-19, jobs are being filled every single day. And up to 75% of these jobs, they're either filled before they hit the job boards, like Glassdoor or Indeed, or they never even get to the job boards. At the Barrett Group, we specialize in helping our clients find out about these types of jobs in particular.
Well, you know, Greg, I have actually used services like the Barrett Group 5 times in my life, including being a client of the Barrett Group, and it was almost always the unpublished market that came through for me.
Yeah, I'm not surprised, because I think, you know, 75% of our clients find success that way. And just as a kind of a side note, let me tell you about one of my clients and her recent experience. She was maybe between 6 and 8 weeks into the program. She'd been very successful using some of the methodologies and the tactics we talk about in the unpublished market part one. And in fact, as you know, the actual document states to talk to everybody and anybody that holds you in high regard, including hairstylists. Now, we're working with individuals at that director level and above, primarily. Why would somebody at that level in an organization want to talk to a hairstylist about what they're doing? Well, very early in her program with us, she was having her hair done on a Saturday afternoon. She had known her hairstylist for many, many years. They were good friends, and they just got to talking. Exactly as we instruct our clients to do, to get out and have conversations. And partway through the conversation, talking about the things that, not about searching for a job, but just the things about life in general, her hairstylist said, "Oh my gosh, you need to speak with a friend of mine. He's vice president at a company, and they could desperately use somebody with your skills." So our client started laughing, and she said, "Well, that's interesting you say that, because I just applied for a job there this past week." So to cut to the chase on the story, she sent her hairstylist, when she got home, she emailed her resume to her hairstylist. Her hairstylist took it in gave it to her friend who is the vice president. And needless to say, the next week she's sitting there in an interview with the organization. So when we talk about this unpublished market, it's all about getting out and having conversations with people, regardless of who they are, because we never know who is connected to somebody else.
Well, that is truly serendipity at work. And that has always been my experience in the unpublished market. But at the Bear Group, there is more than luck or chance driving the success, Greg, right? What makes our approach to the unpublished market so successful?
Well, I think the bottom line is really in how simple it is. I like to think about it in terms of personal training. You know, the vast majority of people out there, they can go and sign up at Planet Fitness or any other gym, and they go and they work out. And, you know, 95% of those people at the end will never lose weight, and they'll really never end up getting in shape. Why is that? Well, you know, there's several reasons for it. But one of the main reasons is they go in and they start a program and they don't have a coach. So when you're trying to work out and get in shape, if you have a certified coach or a trainer to guide you, to motivate you, and to teach you and to push you, you tend to be more successful. That's what we do at the Bear Group. Everyone that comes through our program gets their own personal trainer, if you will. Throughout the clarity process, you get a certified clarity coach. And through the career coaching part of it, you get your own personal coach at that part of the program. So it's that personal attention and that personal trainer, if you will, that I think makes our program much more successful than others.
Well, that makes a lot of sense, Greg. Our research capabilities probably also help, I suppose. And having a six-person team at your disposal during your job search is probably also helpful, too.
Well, it really is. That's true. Throughout our program, you have your career consultant who's leading you out front. And then whenever necessary, they can call in the support staff of everybody else at the Bear Group. That might be researchers to help do research about an individual company or about all companies within an industry. The certified resume writers that we have, these people are invaluable in helping you develop that value proposition through your resume. There's other coaches. I don't know the number of years experience that we have as a coaching organization, but it's very, very vast. So all of these people are available for any client at any given time. It's a complete team, and the effort is designed to support the client so that they're successful. With all the horsepower that a client gets from the Bear Group team, we see clients reaching that interview and offer negotiation stage much faster than they would on their own. Even now, with COVID-19 going on, we are having people getting interviews and offers on a regular basis.
Well, that's great to hear, Greg. But tell us about another client using the unpublished market.
Sure. There's a gentleman I'm thinking of. You know, we went through early in the program, we went through the unpublished market part one. And I could tell at the end of the call that while he got it, he was not maybe completely on board with everything I was talking to him about. But I let him, as his coach, I let him go out and start to implement the things that he had learned from our coaching session. The next week we came back and talked about it and what was successful for him. What did he struggle with? What worked and what didn't work? And by asking him some very pointed questions, getting down to the bottom line, I found out he was making calls under the assumption that I'm making calls to people that might have a job, that might be able to hire me tomorrow. And so we talked about that, and we talked about really what we're looking to do in terms of expanding our network and nurturing our network. And I could tell all of a sudden the light bulb went on, which for me, that's the moment. That's the reason I love coaching, is when that light bulb goes off for a client. Over the next week, he got back on the phone. He called a person he had worked with 8 years ago. And with this person, they had not spoken since this woman had left the company where they worked together 8 years ago. He called her, and after she fell off out of her chair from surprise and hearing his voice, they had a wonderful conversation And they got caught up on what their kids were doing and where he was in his career and where she was in her career and all of the things they had been doing over the last 8 years. And it was like they had never stopped speaking to each other. But somewhere towards the end of that conversation, she said, you know, something's just dawned on me. Within our company, we have an open spot right now at a VP position, and you would be the perfect person for that job. Send me over your resume, which he did. The next week, he got a phone call from the president of that company, and it's a name that everybody out there would know. He got a phone call from the president of that company, and a week later, he was sitting in front of that president interviewing for that job. That's the type of success that just makes this job so rewarding, that when that light bulb goes off for a client and then they start to implement what we're telling them and what we're teaching them and training them to do, and then they start to achieve that success. That is truly motivating for me.
Well, what a morale booster for the client as well. So thanks for that, Greg. And I remember maintaining enthusiasm during the interview phase of a career campaign is really key. And I guess you must provide a lot of invaluable moral support too, right?
Well, yeah, I try to. I'd like to look at it as we help our clients make their own luck. We help our clients get their campaign in shape, and we help them get it clicking on all cylinders. But it's hard work, and they need to stay focused to succeed. But yes, an overwhelming number of clients cite some of the learning and the support they receive in that getting ready stage of the interview process. At some point when you're successful, you're going to start landing interviews. Understanding really what's going on in that interview, what the questions are that's being asked, and what the interviewer is actually, what the interviewer is actually trying to find out from you is very, very important. It's a very important and invaluable part of the program, and it overall contributes to a lot of our clients' success.
Well, I guess that's another difference with the Barrett Group, Greg. We are all trained coaches, so we automatically bring a coaching mentality and the emotional support skills that go along with it to every client engagement.
Well, that's very true. As you know, I started off years ago as a business coach in a large business coaching organization. I also minored in psychology back 100 years ago when I was in college. So understanding from a coaching standpoint, understanding human nature, understanding that each client responds differently to coaching, and having that knowledge, it gives me the ability to adjust the way I coach each client. But at the end of the day, the goal is the same. We're all committed to client success within the program. And I'm not sure there's another company out there that has our level of experience and our years of experience or the coaching expertise that we have at the Barrett Group.
I'm sure you're right. Are there other major challenges you typically help our clients overcome, Greg?
Well, there are. Everybody's different, as you know. There's always challenges. And again, yes, everybody is different. Different people struggle with different parts of the program. But at the end of the day, if we go back to that personal trainer analogy that I used, it goes back to no pain, no gain. We get our clients to expand out of their comfort zone. As they grow, they improve, and they start to learn skills that actually will benefit them for the remainder of their career.
Well, I'm really proud of the work you do, Greg, and thank you so much for all that you do for the clients and for your time today. Stay healthy.
Well, thank you, Peter, and you stay healthy as well.